between his shoulders and had pierced the heart. The doctor reckoned that death would have been instantaneous.
Right. I think that before we go any further, I'd better have a word with Sir Hubert.
He's in his room, sir. The doctor told him to rest for a while on account of the shock of it all. But his niece, Miss Angela, is expecting you and should be down shortly.
And where are the rest of the party?
They've been warned not to leave the house, or at least to go no further than the grounds and the gardens. Just at this moment, one of the ladies is in bed and the rest of the bunch is in the library, a solving of the mystery.
Ever had dealings with a case of this sort before, Sergeant?
Never, sir. Petty larceny is the best they can do in these parts, with a smack of furious driving. This will be a bit of an ad for the village, if looked at in the right light. We've got a special reporter on the spot, too.
What do you mean?
A Mr. Nigel Bathgate, of the Clarion. He's one of the guests staying here.
Singularly fortunate.
Here he is now, sir, with Miss Angela.
Hello, Inspector. We were told you were on your way. This is Mr. Bathgate, who has been very kind and helpful in telegraphing and telephoning and all that. He is Mr. Rankin's cousin.
How do you do?
How do you do? I'm very sorry. This must all have been most distressing for you. Is there somewhere we can talk, Miss North?
There is no one in the drawing room. Shall we go in there?
I think it might be best if we began with a rundown of the guests. Perhaps we should start with the dead man, Charles Rankin. He was your...